بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أمامة سدي بن عجلان الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بالله من بدأهم بالسلام. رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد، ورواه الترمذي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قيل: يا رسول الله، الرجلان يلتقيان، أيهما يبدأ بالسلام؟ قال: أولاهما بالله تعالى. قال الترمذي: هذا حديث حسن. حضرت ابو امامه سدي بن عجلان رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the one who is closest to Allah Ta'ala is the one who offers salam first. So when you meet one another, the one who will make salam first, he is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one reason for this is that because he did not look it below, he did not treat it to be below his dignity to make salam first. He didn't wait for the other person to make salam to him. So when he commences with salam, this shows that he is free from pride. And therefore he is most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the second narration of Tirmidhi, it is mentioned that it was said, or Rasulullah was asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when two people meet, which of them should offer salam first? So Rasulullah replied, أَوْلَاهُمَا بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The one who is closer to Allah, he is the one who will make salam first. So again, important, we should try and make pahal in salam, meaning we should try and make salam first before somebody else makes to us. بَابُ اسْتِحْبَابِ إِعَادَةِ السَّلَامِ عَلَى مَنْ تَكَرَّرَ لِقَاؤُهُ عَلَى قُرْبٍ بِأَنْ دَخَلَ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ ثُمَّ دَخَلَ فِي الْحَالِ وَحَالَ بَيْنُهُمَا شَجَرَةٌ وَنَحْوُهُمَا. But this chapter is on it being mustahab and desirable of repeating the salam to the person one meets after a very short time, after he has come in or gone out. So the man came in, he made salam, then he went out, and when he returns, he should make salam again. Or the person made salam, and as the two people are walking, suddenly a wall comes in between, or a tree comes in between, and then they meet on the other side, then again they should make salam. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في حديثه في حديث المسيء صلاته أنه جاء فصلى ثم جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسلم عليه فرد عليه السلام فقال ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي فرجع فصلى ثم جاء فسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى فعل ذلك ثلاث مرات متفق عليه. In this hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, it's a lengthy hadith regarding that person who came into the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he performed salah. So when he performed salah, Rasulullah noticed some deficiency in his salah. He had not been making the ta'adil of arkan. In other words, his ruku was not done properly. When he stood up in qawma, it was a very quick one and he went into sajda. He should be standing upright and relaxed. He should not be rushing. And then his sajda, and between the two sajdas, his jalsa, he did all this very, very rapidly, very fast. It was not with itminan and ta'adil of arkan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed this. So when this man then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made salam. So ja'a ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasallama. He made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to his salam and then tells him, irji', go back, fasalli, perform your salah again, fa'innaka lam tusalli, because you have not offered your salah, how you have not offered your salah. So the man goes back, he repeats his salah, but in the same condition as he had done it the first time. He comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he makes salam again. Now this point here is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioning this hadith in this chapter, that he had made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went back and came back shortly after that, and again he made salam. So this is the correct adab and etiquette, that we met somebody very shortly, and we went out of the room and we came back. When we come back again, we should make salam again. Nonetheless, he made salam and Rasulullah replied to the salam and tells him again, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, perform salah. You haven't performed salah. He goes back, he performs that salah in the same manner in which he had performed previously. He comes back to Rasulullah, he makes salam. Nabi Sam replies the salam to him and then explains to him the deficiency in his salah. He should have made his ruku properly. Then stand up. It's very common amongst many musallis. After ruku, when you're making sami'a Allahu liman hamida, you should be standing upright, All your joints and your body should be at ease. We have hardly even stood up, and you find many people already bending down and going down. This is incorrect. In the hadith it mentioned, Musi'u Salah, the one who has not done his salah correctly. His salat is deficient. Such a salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws it back onto the person's face. Even after sajda, when you're waking up from sajda, in the posture of jalsa, we should be sitting with ease and in a comfortable way and not being hasty. When a person is hasty, then he's rushing through his salah, then there is no khushu in the salah. So in this particular chapter again, when you meet somebody and we meet salam and we go out and we come back again to the same room, we should make salam again. Or we're traveling, or we're walking with the person and in between comes a barrier, a wall or a tree and you meet again on the other side, we should make salam again. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم